Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, tasked with the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. A warm welcome to you this Tuesday. Today, Bishop Dag will provoke you to value and appreciate the presence of God in your life and ministry, as it is the main thing you need as a Christian to do well. It is essential for a Christian to look for and strive to be in the presence of God, because everything else that is needed to do well in the faith is found only by being close to God and His servants. After today's word, I believe you will be willing to pay the price to acquire the presence of God. Be blessed by the message. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my teacher, Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my shepherd. Ooh, I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching, thanks for saving, Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my teacher. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my shepherd. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching. For saving, Jesus, my Savior, thanks for choosing me. When you found me, Lord, I was far, so far, so far away. When you reached out to save me, I couldn't believe you wanted me with you. Savior, thanks for choosing me. When you put your eyes on me, Lord, you never took them off again. You were determined to reach me, Lord. You sent your very best man to reach out to me, to talk to me, and to rescue me. Nothing could hold you back, my Lord. You did everything to reach me. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my teacher. Ooh. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my shepherd. So grateful, Lord, thank you. Thanks for reaching, thanks for saving, Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me. Oh, yeah, Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus. Jesus my teacher. Ooh, oh yeah. Jesus my savior. Jesus my shepherd. Ooh, I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving. Thanks for choosing me. I know it was hard to reach me. I almost slipped out of your hand, but you held me oh so tight. Now I'm yours forever and forever. Jesus my teacher. Ooh. Jesus my savior. Jesus my shepherd. Oh yeah. I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving. Jesus my savior. Thanks for choosing me. Jesus, my Savior, thanks for choosing me. But you held me oh so tight. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thanks for reaching me. I was far, so far, so far, so far away, Lord. But you found me, Lord. And you said, come, my little child. My little darling, oh little darling, you called me with your little finger. You said, come, oh come, thank you for me.
That would be one of the best. Amen. Are you blessed?
Yeah.
Say, Jesus, my Savior, thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving. Amen. Thanks for choosing me. Amen. I pray that God will make us grateful for our salvation. Amen. Well, it's time for the Word of God. I already sense the Holy Spirit is here with us, and I believe He's about to teach us many things. And we thank God for giving us a pastor and a teacher and a shepherd. And I believe that as He teaches us tonight, our lives will not be the same again. Please stand to your feet wherever you are. Open your hearts. Let's be expectant. Put your hands together. And let's welcome my pastor, your pastor, Bishop Dag. He will lead us. Amen.
Father, thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving. Thanks for selecting us. We are so grateful. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we will always say thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed. You may be seated. I feel blessed already with a song. Don't you feel blessed already? Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for reaching all the way to my bad corner. I wasn't easy to save. I almost slipped out. What a blessing. Well, today is a special Sunday because it's a Healing Jesus service. So on this special Sunday, I want to share with you a short Bible lesson. You like my short Bible lessons? From Exodus chapter 33. And my short Bible lesson is on, I learned the phrase short Bible lesson from Kenneth Hagin. Sometimes he has, he's given a short Bible lesson, so I also say short Bible lesson. And the Lord said to Moses, I want to talk a little about the presence of God. Yes. All right. So, and just taking a few comments from the text, Exodus 33. I have a little book on that that's called The Anointing and the Presence. And that is in there. So, Doc, let the young man do the work. Amen. But the Lord said to Moses, just notice the comments on the text. The Lord said to Moses, go up from hence, okay? Thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt unto the land which I swear, thank you, which unto the land which I swear, all right, that I will give to you and to your seed. So God's promise is for you and your children. Now, verse 2, I will send an angel, before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. All right. Verse 3, the first part, should really be part of verse 2. But I don't think we got it. Verse 2 says, I will send an angel, okay, to go with you from now. But verse 3 says, I will not go in the midst of thee. All right? I'm tired of you. I'm not going to go myself with you. For thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. All right? Now, when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people, and I will come into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore, now put up thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. God will say, I'm thinking about what to do with you. Now, this scripture shows the reason why God stops being with his people. And the presence of God best exemplified or explained by understanding the presence of somebody in your life. The presence of somebody in your life. All right? Now God said, I will send an angel, but I will not go because I will not go. So God was saying that originally I was going myself, but now I'm going to send an angel. And the Bible says when the people heard these evil tidings. Evil tidings, that's very, very bad news. That's the worst news you can have. So, the presence of God is the main thing that we need. We really need the presence of God in our lives. Yes, and the presence of God multiplies the more you are with people who have the presence of God with them. Okay. For instance, I get nearer to the president the more I am friendly and have friends who are friends of the president. What do you think? Because they are often in his presence. So if I'm in their presence, I get nearer to his presence. Are you with me? So you get nearer to the presence of God, the nearer you are to someone who has the presence of God in his life and ministry. Have you ever thought about that? Yeah. If the presence of God is with me and you come to me, closer to me, the presence of God will be in your life too. Have you thought about that? I never thought about that. So, the further you are away from somebody who has the presence of God, the further you are away from the presence, the participation, the involvement, the closeness of the person. So, if I don't know anybody who knows the president, and I'm even closer to somebody who is far away on the beach, then I will never be near the presence of the president. Are you with me?
Yes.
So that's one thing. Now, God said that I don't want to flow with you anymore. I don't want to come with you. And the main reason is because you are stiff-necked. He mentioned the word stiff-necked. And the word stiff-necked is the word stiff-necked. I don't know what else you want to hear. All right? It means hard. It means tough. It means severe. I'm reading from my dictionary. Not my dictionary, from the Strong's Concordance. Tough. Severe. Cruel. Grievous. Labor. Task. It's a task. Fierce. Stiff. So, hard and stiff. Now, if you have a stiff neck like this, I press you. Because you are stiff. So, a lot of pressure before you change. Long meetings. A lot of talking. And I will give advice to anybody who can hear my advice. This is not really the topic, but anybody who can hear my advice. Anytime you have a long meeting with somebody, it's the wrong person. Yes, it's not going to work. Any long meeting, long discussions, long letters, long writings, long talking, never changing, is the wrong person. You are dealing with the wrong person. And you find out, if not today, or you find out tomorrow, that there is a reason why. It's the long thing. The simple thing is not moving on. And God is giving this reason twice, because you are stiff-necked. Because if you read the Dick's Bible, one of the times when the Israelites grumbled on the side, Dick's writes, the 10th time the children of Israel grumbled against God. And he lists all the times that they grumbled against. It wasn't like one meeting. Do you get what I'm saying? So the judgment of God often comes after a long time. And that's why I'm just pointing out to you who don't know. But the long, this, on and on and on and on something simple. It's the reason why there's something wrong. I'm just trying to explain to you because you don't know. When you are inexperienced, you will not know. If I look at even the First Love Church and some of the older congregations, many things that I say to the younger ones, there's a flow. It just flows. This is good. This is nice. Let's do this. It just works. But to the older ones, it's long explanations, scriptures, principles. You pull in John Wesley, then you pull in John Calvin, you pull in Martin Luther. Different examples in Encyclopedia Britannica with examples from history. So many things for a simple point. Yes. When we talk about honor your prophet, all that I just use the phrase honor your prophet, and the whole church feel that we should honor this person and that he is actually a prophet, and the things he's saying, they will happen. They will happen. That's all. The older ones. You know, I was listening to your message that you preached in 1997. I saw that, in fact, God is using you in a prophetic way too. You are a pastor and so on, but we are seeing certain prophetic things that are manifesting in it. So thank God. Long and on and on and on and on. And you see the children doing wonders. The church you saw in Madagascar, we have 4 cathedrals with office blocks in 4 cities of the top 7 cities in Madagascar that is being constructed. In Mozambique, the same. In Zambia, the same. 4 cities, big ones, churches, flowing. They're flowing. When we are doing this, they are doing. When we do this, we are doing this. So let's pray. Long before pandemic came, we started praying. On Facebook, we were 2,500 to 3,500 people on Facebook early in the morning at 4 a.m. Before there was anything like a pandemic in the world. Because I said that we should pray on Tuesday and we should pray on Friday. That was the end of the discussion. Stiffness is revealed in a long meeting. The need to say it again. Mike Mado said, anybody you employ who you have to say something twice to, don't work with that person. When I let her, I said, hey, you have to say it twice, don't work with that person. If you have a singer and you give the person instructions, when you are singing, do this, at this point, say this, at this point, do this, they don't follow it, immediately you know you are working with the wrong person. The right person, you tell the person, do this. I've had different types of singers. You give them instructions. Because I'm like a coach on the sideline. Say, we are doing this, at this time we'll do this. And remember this. Don't forget, they go. You see that one, I forgot. Another one remembers. Beautiful. So say, I won't flow. I've not cursed you, but I will not be with you. That's what God said. That I personally, my presence, will not be, but I'm sent an angel. No problem. Yes, your angel. Read it. I will not go, but I will send an angel. Yeah. I'll send an angel. I'm your God. I'm your what? I'm your what? I'm your God. Yes, angel. But me personally, no. Okay. From today, you are flowing. Yeah. You know what I tell you? Every old person can be young. If you teach somebody something, the person says that at my age, is it now that you are going to be telling me this and that at my age and so on? It is because in your mind, psychologically, you feel old. But it's actually pride. Yes, because there are people that are older than you who have a completely different understanding about what you are saying, that at my age, is it now that you are going to teach me this? And he said, why should I dance? So we said the grace. Why do you say a long grace? The grace in the Bible is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, that's now and forever. Why should it be longer? What is every day they add some to it? Every day this, that. All these things that are difficult for you are a sign that you don't flow. So what is a grace dance? Don't you feel like slapping these people? How many feel like slapping these people? You don't even know the insult to give them. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. What I'm saying is that, why is there a problem? Yes. And the main problem is, you are pressing the person, Ben. Is it nice? You don't understand anything. And you're always using technicalities to say why what you are saying is not clear. And that's why you didn't get it. I thought you meant this. But anyway, God said, I've talked with you since we passed through Mara here. I never cursed you on the way. Now I say, I'm your God. Everybody say, I'm your God.
I'm your God.
Uh-huh, I'm your God. So take my angel. Personally, I can't move with you. Angel will do all the things for you. Beautiful. So, your closeness, are you with me? To God's servant also determines many times the extent of the presence of God with you. Amen. Now, it came to pass, Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it. And it came that everyone who saw the Lord went out. Now Moses went out of the tabernacle. All right. And Moses entered, and all the people saw the cloudy pillar. Verse 11. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face. All right. And as a man speaketh to his friend. And Moses said unto the Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up these people. Thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. So Moses is saying, you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Who will go with me? Because he has said, I won't go with you. Are you getting the argument? Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast found grace in thy sight. Verse 13. This is a very beautiful chapter. So complex, people don't get it. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace. So Moses is talking to God. You say this, you say this, you say, man, you are now saying you will not go. So if I have found grace, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee. So after talking to God, God said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, this verse 14, 15 should actually be verse 14, and 14 should be verse 15. And he said, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. In other words, if I don't go with you, if you don't go with me, I don't want to go. So here again, you see the presence, which means the involvement and the participation and the inclusion and the meetings and the interactions with the person. If it's not happening, I'm not interested. I don't want to do it. So you find out that in a ministry, when you lose the interactions with the leader, everything changes. Because the person's presence is not included in what you are doing. That's the truth. And many of you have noticed in this, our small church, the change or improvement or difference with my presence in your church, your local church, in the pandemic season, because you are being forced to by circumstances, have me present in your life. True or not true? Yes. But Moses knew before he would taste that the Lord would not be present. He knew it already. He said, you know, if your presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Okay? Verse 16. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people, amen, have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? So the sign that you have found grace is the presence. You found grace when the person's presence is in your life. When God's presence is in your life, that's when you found grace. Verse 16. Is it not be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us, so shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth? In other words, we'll be separated from the rest of the world by your presence. So in a sense, my presence in the First Love Church differentiates the First Love Church from other denominations which are in the UD. Yes. If my presence has any value, and my presence is not the presence of God, but it's a presence that matters. You see, the topic tonight can be even the presence or a presence. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. So when you find grace, there will be a presence in your life. So pray that you find grace, so that you will not be disconnected, not from money, oh. Not from money, from the presence. So those who understand it can see it even before it goes wrong. Amen. So I am saying this because people need to be like Moses to see before it happens that, you know, of all the elements that I choose, I want to choose this one. I choose your presence. He didn't ask, like Solomon who asked for wisdom, Moses asked for the presence. Yes. Each of them asked for a very good thing. Because your mind must work in more than one step. This leads to this, leads to this, leads to this, leads to this. Some people only see step five. So give me step five. But if you ask for step one, it will lead to step two, to step three, step four, step five, step six, and other steps. Are you there? Now, then the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, because thou hast found grace, and I know thee by name. Amen. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Now, the presence of God is the glory of God. You see, again, the English words that are being used in this Exodus are a little mysterious. But he was asking, when he was asking for his presence, he was asking for his glory. Because a person's presence is his glory. Yes. You see, when somebody sees you from afar, he doesn't know what your presence is. It is in your presence that you have your glory. You see, there is a glory on Kenneth Hagin that I could not see. Because maybe I couldn't be so close to him. That is why the people who were close to him, who spoke at his funeral, said, oh, Kenneth Hagin, when you hear him preaching, it's faith. When you are close to him, it is love. Everybody who spoke at his funeral spoke about different things. I've watched his funeral more than 10 times. When you get close, God is love. You feel something more powerful than the faith message. You get a message when you are far. You get something when you are near. When you are near, you have a presence. And the presence of the person is the glory, the beauty of a person is seen in the presence. If you get it. I beseech thee, show me thy glory. I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Show me your beauty, the nice part of you, the niceness. In my own little world, people that have ever been close to me, and for some reason, circumstance, or whatever, are no more close or are not having that privilege. I notice that all they long for is not money or what are the things I could give you? Money or a car or anything or whatever. But it's the presence that you don't enjoy. Show me. Your presence is your glory. Oh, yes. Your glory or your ugliness. Because in some people's presence is ugliness. It's true. Nobody knows you like your spouse. What it's like to be in your presence. Some people are beautiful outside. That's the show. The presence, something else. Your presence is your glory. So he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. When you have the presence, you have the beauty of God. If you have his presence, you have the beauty of God. Something that is not so easy to define. If I call a sister up here and I say, why is she beautiful? You'll struggle. Yeah. You'll struggle. Little Keziah was singing a few minutes ago. If I ask, is she beautiful? So why is she beautiful? You'll struggle to tell me. Oh, is it color brown? Everybody's color brown. It's cut this, with the hair is like this. This is like, you struggle. Yeah. You struggle. It's not so easy to define what is nice and why it is nice. Show me thy glory. The glory is the presence. That's why he said, if you don't give me your presence, I'm not going with you. Show me your glory. The presence of a person is where you find the beautiful things of the person. The voice. The wisdom. The understanding. The care. The counsel. The feeling. The passion. The emotion. The greatness is in the presence. Oh, yes. Many things we don't really know till we know the presence. Yes. Verse 19. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. So in the presence of a person is all his goodness. Yes. All the good things that a person has are found in his presence. That's why it would be your mistake to ask for a good thing rather than to ask for the presence. It's true. It's true. In the person's presence lie the goodness. He says, God, now God has completely agreed to Moses. He's flowing with Moses' cry. And so he said, show me your beauty, your glory. I'll show you. Then he said, I'll make my goodness pass before thee. When God's presence is with you, you see the good things that he has being given to you. You don't pray for. It's given to you. Just like if you are in somebody's presence, if the person has something good, it comes to you effortlessly because you are in the person's presence. Oh, yes. Many things are like that. Many things are like that. If you've ever been close to a great person, you'll discover things that people that are far never have an idea that all this goodness is included in this person. I can tell you tales, stories. I have not been so privileged to be close to so many great people. but the little that I have seen, what I've heard of. Somebody sent me a video. When Catherine Kuhlman was dying, the nurse who was there. You know, Catherine Kuhlman, if you hear the stories of her, the presence of God, a very thin woman, very small. She was almost bones. When she was dying, she was about 40 kilos. That's quite small, I think. Yeah. And they had written on her folder. They have a code. And the code is that when the person is dying, if the person dies, that is the heart monitor goes flat, don't resuscitate. Let her go. And they had put that on her folder, that if she goes flat, let her die. So the nurses preferred that one, because if it's you are supposed to resuscitate, it brings a whole emergency thing. But if it's dying, if the person is dying and you just say, this is the time, the person died. 1 a.m., the thing, and she went, 1:13. And suddenly, the room was filled with the smell of roses. And the lady didn't know what it was. And when the supervisor came, because she had to call, because she was a student. And this lady is giving a testimony at Benny Hinn service. She's giving a testimony at the Benny Hinn service that she's the one who declared Catherine Kuhlman dead. She was the one who was there. So she called her supervisor because she was working at an intensive care unit. She called the supervisor. Supervisor came. When she came, she said, this is where it's coming from. Across the road, we are smelling the roses. You see, there were many angels there. Much presence and much glory and presence. I will show thee my glory. I will show thee my glory. There was much presence. Angels, cherubims are always found where God's presence is. Read your Bible. If there's presence is there, there's cherubims. Many. So she said, this is where it's coming from. We are smelling it there. He said, there's no rose here. But that was the presence. So she didn't know what it was. And then the lady told her, well, if you are working with people who are dying, you should expect to see a lot of different things. She just the advice they gave her as a young girl. There are many things you see when people die. They didn't know what it was. The presence. So they asked, was there anything else she said before she died? She said, at my funeral, I only want roses. Yes. Beautiful. And how was the roses when I go? Roses. I'll show you my beauty and I'll show you my goodness. You don't need more than the presence of God. When Catherine Kuhlman died, she had an aeroplane. People used to leave their estates to her. Diamonds, and she didn't have anything to do with it. Because they said the money we would have spent for healing and all that, we were healed. And you know, one of the things about Catherine Kuhlman's healings, you know, as a doctor, you know, it's more difficult to convince a doctor of a miracle than a lay person. But the book that I have written by a doctor and some of the other books I have about her with the miracles, look, there is no explanation apart from some superior supernatural power. You see an x-ray with the blood vessel that is going down, it's supposed to go down straight. Like, let's say from here, it goes down straight into your leg. Straight into your leg. You see the arteries going down. Now it breaks here, then goes down. When it goes down, you see that a tumor has pushed the artery out. So when it gets here, then it turns around the tumor like this and goes into the leg. And you come to the miracle service. And then, pam, 1 week later, this tumor that has moved the artery. So you see it on the x-ray, white line that is going like this. Then it comes down. And it comes down, and then it becomes straight. 1 year, 2 years, straight like that. Cancer doesn't go and come. It's not like a balloon, go up and down. It's growing, something that is growing. Very extreme, fantastic miracles. Plenty. Many of them he wouldn't know. There was a policeman who used to follow Catherine Kuhlman everywhere. He said, just to testify, he had cancer of, I think, the prostate. And they told him, this is your last go around. Resign. You have to leave the force. So he was sent home to die. And he came to her. He got healed. He followed her everywhere, announcing how he has been healed for years. I've seen the policeman, the man myself. I watched the man. Beautiful. Presence of God. In the presence, you see the goodness. I'll make all my goodness, all my money, my aeroplanes, diamonds, silver, gold, everything. I give it to you. You'll see it. Then I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. Ah, what do you mean by you proclaim the name? You know the name of the Lord. You see, you can know me as bishop, but you can know me as pastor. You can know me as evangelist. I have different names. You can know me as a prophet. You can know me as apostle. You can know me as a teacher. You can know me as administrator. You can know me as an old Achimotan. You can know me as a University of Ghana graduate. You can know me as a doctor. You can know me as a daddy. You can know me as a father. You can know me as many other things. Depends. You can know me as a friend. Do you know what it's like to be my friend? Now I'm asking you a question. Do you know what it's like to be my friend? You've never been my friend before. So how will you know what it's like to be my friend? Because I will show you my name. Yeah. You see, there are people you see that, well, you don't know his name is Azigiza. Or his name is Zuguzaka. He has another name, another world. When you mention that name, something else is coming. God will show you himself in every way. When you are in his presence, that's when you know his other names. Wow. He will show you his name is Lover. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. You know, when somebody comes to say sorry, and the person is having an awkward moment, how to be saying sorry. If you are being gracious, say, oh, it's okay. So it's all, don't worry, please. Don't even bother. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what it means to be gracious. You don't allow, you sort of flow quickly to avoid awkwardness and embarrassment. That's different from forgiveness. You take away awkwardness and the oddity of certain things and say, play on, just I haven't seen it. Having what? Seen it. I'll be gracious. God will wave his hand. I didn't see. You know, God, he can wave his hand many times. I haven't seen it. When the referee does this, is it not?
Play on.
I haven't seen it. You know, when he said in his word, I will remember your sins no more. You don't understand it till you sin in such a way that when it is remembered, it brings a lot of difficulty. That's when you understand that. Then he says, I will remember your sins no more. It's different from forgiveness. Yes. God will stretch his hand. I didn't see. For years, I didn't see. For years, I didn't see. That's God, though. But he does it for some people. He does it for some people. Even when David sinned with Bathsheba, be the king still. Be the king. Be the king. Be the king. Die in honor. Be the king. Be the king. Huh? Hebrews 10:17. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. So I will be gracious. So you see, graciousness of God comes from his presence. And God is teaching you to be close to him. I want you people to value the concept of presence, the presence of certain people in your life, and the presence of God is the concept of a presence. That's what I'm talking about. I want you to see that in the presence are all these things. You see, why should you be gracious to a person you don't know? Somebody you don't see. And somebody who is very distant to you. But I'll be gracious. To whom I'll be gracious to? So within God's presence is this graciousness of our awkwardness and the oddity of our oddness. Huh? And our awkwardness. You hear God, having seen it all play. How many need it? Hey. Play on. Play on. Yes. Beautiful. Are you listening?
Yes.
Listening. Yes. Beautiful. Now, and I will show mercy upon whom I will show mercy. Most people who are in the presence of someone will receive mercy. Yes. You know, that is why when somebody does something wrong in the government, people suspect that the government people will not punish their own person. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Yes. Because if you are with someone, it's more likely, the mercy is like 90% likely. You remember, I think President Kufuor put one of his ministers in prison for $46,000. Yes. That was quite unusual. Yes. That was quite an unusual thing. Yeah. And the president of Singapore also, his right-hand man or so, years ago, he had to put him away. Quite unusual. Included in the presence, most of the time, is mercy. And that word mercy is the word racham.
Kite.
Racham. Kite. It means to fondle.
Hey!
It means to fondle. It's to love. Yes. To be compassionate. Yes. Racham. And it comes from the word rechab, the womb. The womb. You see, because what comes from your womb, you have a certain attitude towards it. What comes from your womb? You have a different attitude. That's what he said. I will have mercy. I'll have mercy. Racham. From the womb. Racham. I will treat it like something that came from my womb. And you see, that can only come from the presence. You are with your mother. You are with your father. You rarely find your family members disowning you. Really. It's very unusual. Racham. Racham. I'll fondle. Shakatuba. Are you listening?
Yes.
I'm talking of the concept of a presence. It's a very important concept. But people don't value it. That's why they don't make effort to go for a meeting. They don't even value a meeting. Sometimes they cannot wait for a long time for just 3 seconds of interaction. It's true. It's like, well, you're busy and I'm busy. You are what? You are busy and I'm what? Busy. You are what? Busy and I'm what? Busy. You are what? Doing something and I'm what? Doing something. You are what? Doing something and I'm what? Doing something. You have things to do and I also have what? Things to do. Yes. Racham. These are the things we miss when we miss the presence. Yes. You miss the graciousness. You miss the grace. That if you are part of this world, there will be a day where there will be something awkward. You want us to pass by that thing quickly so that we just move on. Shata for Shapa to Masa Mandala Baba. Yes. Racham. Amen. If you are part, of humanity, you will need the presence. And he said, I will make all my goodness. All the goodness of a person is within the presence. Believe it. Believe it. When a person dies, what goes is his presence. Yes. So when a person is not yet dead, but the person's presence is out of your life, it's like you have induced a premature death of that person in your life. It's true. I will be gracious and I will have mercy. Racham. Racham. Try to make yourself somebody that comes from the womb. There are some people, they fight me, they attack me, but they are from my womb. They are my children. I just look at them and I say, sometimes I pray for them. I just look and say, Lord, let this man escape. I just look. I said, this one is mine. Look at what he's doing. It's mine. Never, I can never say it's not mine. Yes, it's my son. Look at what he's doing. When something comes from you, you look at it differently. That's why somebody else looking at it will have a mind to say something, you know, fire something. And you look at it and you say, this is from me. You know, your womb is just on the lowest part of your ear. There's a small thing right below there. Very small. Inside you, it came out. Then he said, thou canst not see my face, for no man shall see me and live. You see, there are things you cannot see. So anything you see, thank God you've seen it. For there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. Thou shalt stand upon the rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put in thee a cliff of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. I will take away my hand and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. So again, the presence of a person determines the things you see in your life, your ministry. It's true. Certain things, you just never experience them. You will never see. You will never experience. Many times I've been to places with people. They experienced those things because they were with me. Yes. They saw those things because they were with me. Have you eaten kebab in Nazareth, where Jesus grew up? Wow. Have you eaten kebab in Nazareth before?
Yes.
Yes. There are things you will see them because you are in the presence of somebody. Are you listening to me? You've had breakfast with me and Benny Hinn. Yeah. Yeah, we had breakfast with Benny Hinn. I don't even remember. But we had breakfast together with Benny Hinn. Beautiful. You see now? Because he was with me. Racham. You see, I'll make my goodness. You see, my goodness. My glory. I'll make my goodness pass in front of you. So, remember this for your life. Goodness, graciousness, mercy, glory. It's all from the presence. What you see. Value it as you value your life. Let it be the greatest thing to you. When you are losing things and they are choosing for you, take one. And they say, when they give you a multiple choice question, take the odd one out, or take the one that is can be dropped safely from this list. They write car, house, diamond, gold, bank account, shoe, dress, presents, cloth, what? Necklace. Which one can be dropped?
Necklace.
Which one cannot be dropped? Presence. Presence will give you necklace, more than necklace. Your necklaces are even cheap. The necklaces you have never thought of, they exist. I'll make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy to whom. I've underlined all these things in my Bible. I like them. I'll make my goodness to pass before thee, and I'll show mercy. I love that word, racham, because it made me understand mercy. Racham is from rechab, the womb. What is from your womb? If you like, try and see. You see that? When judgment and mercy, you see that you have made a clear choice of mercy. When the case, this one, execution is what is necessary. True or not correct? Every prostitute, every thief, every armed robber, everybody who is being sentenced to death has a mother. Has a father. When Jesus was sentenced to death, he was standing on the cross. His mother, the one from whose womb he came, was there. Gurus like Peter and others were gone. All the disciples fled. The one with the rachab and the racham, she was there. My boy. And you see it when you watch the film, The Passion. You get the feel. It's like, this one came from me. No matter what he has done, I identify with him. No matter what. I know you have sentenced him to death, that he's a bad man, he's with thieves, like there are three thieves. Like on the outer appearance, oh, three thieves are being crucified today. Have you seen execution before? Let's go and see. There are three thieves that are being killed today. Jesus said, thief, Jesus' mother said, thief or no thief, it's my boy. And I like him. And as far as I'm concerned, he should not be there. I don't know the merits of the case. But it's my boy. Well, it comes from this boy has been in her presence, growing up with him. As once you are in the presence, at a point it's like what you have done, it doesn't even matter. Everybody who is being executed has a mother outside waiting to catch the body. True. Sometimes when you are executed, they take you, you can be buried. Sometimes they bury you in a mass grave. But sometimes they give the body to the family. Yeah. Yeah. You meet your mother for the last and then you go. May you enjoy his presence, and may you enjoy and believe in the concept of the presence, of a presence. Value it. Do what you need to have the presence. That you may see. If you can't see the face, you can see the back parts. If you can't see maybe the highest, you can see the lowest, but at least you see something. Oh. Value it. And God's presence with you will matter more than anything else as you go along. You know, when I meet a minister, it's one of the things that I notice, this presence. If you know the presence, you find the presence everywhere. And where it is not, you notice it. This is empty. There's something empty here. There's something missing. There are good principles. You know, I'll tell you something. I don't want to hide it from you. You know, there are people that are like very good people with good principles and good morals and good, everything looks good, but I don't sense the presence. And then there are people who are like, they are like bad. People know them as bad or there's something they've done wrong. And I see the presence of God sometimes with such people. Yes. Sometimes you have somebody, people say bad things, or even a minister, too many bad things, but you see there's a presence. Sometimes these goody-goodies, one day you see that it's not so good. Look for the presence. The presence has everything else that is necessary. If God is not with me, I cannot be here today. I would not be. A pandemic would have wiped us out. But we have rather gone ahead in this pandemic. I won't lie to you. We have done things that we have never done before and move on. The presence. The Bible says, and Potiphar saw that the Lord was with this guy, Joseph. Genesis 39. He saw it. He said, hey. And he saw that everything that he did, the Lord was with him. Yes. So may that presence accompany you. Whether people like you or not, his presence will be his goodness. And his presence will be his glory on your life. His presence will be his graciousness over you. The awkwardness of your mistake and the awkwardness of your life will be overwhelmed by the graciousness of God. And his mercy that comes from his womb for you will overwhelm you and will be the reason why someone who should lie down forever is still standing. Recham. From the womb. His love for you to fondle, to caress, to hold you, and to take you back. May his mercy and his glory be your portion. May he open your eyes to see his face, to see him, and to experience him in your life. Whatever you are not able to attain to from your own goodness, may the goodness that comes from his presence pass before thee, and that goodness will speak for you. This blessing is all that you need. And you will experience it. Pay the price to enjoy his presence. Pay the price. The price is not greater than his grace. The price of a presence. The presence has a price. The presence has a price. The presence has a price. If you pay the price to be in the presence, you will experience the presence and all that it comes with. if you pay the price. May his presence be worth it for you. May your heart see the presence, what you must do to have 5 minutes of his presence in your life. Father, I thank you for blessing all these wonderful listeners and watchers tonight. Whatever we need to have, that we would experience and enjoy your love and your presence. Racham, Lord, I love it. Mercy of one that came from your womb. May I enjoy that one. As one that you even dislike the awkwardness of our mistakes and say, play on. May we see the good things that others seek for. But as we seek your presence, the goodness, the graciousness of the Lord shall be our portion. We give you praise and we thank you. We are going with your presence only. We seek your interaction and your participation, your presence, your involvement, your voice. Thanks a million. Thanks, Jesus, for your wonderful presence for every watching tonight. We love you. We love you. We choose you. Thanks for reaching us, touching us, choosing us. May we also reach out back to you and choose you rather than men. We give you praise and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Beautiful. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, want to give your life to Jesus? Say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Please have mercy on me. Take my life and let my life be yours. I give my heart to you. I give my soul to you. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. If you pray this prayer with me to give your life to Jesus, there's a number on the screen. If you WhatsApp us right now, 233-56033-3079. God was going to bless you. Find time to contact us and we will pray with you. Amen. Well, are you blessed? You look very quiet. Is everybody quiet? Presence of God? Beautiful. Value the presence. The presence has a price. The presence of God has a price. Presence of a person has a price. Anyone who values presence can enjoy it. If you despise it, you may lose it forever. Amen. Is it a blessing? Beautiful. Father, thank you for your kindness. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for choosing us. Thanks for coming all the way. Thanks for touching us. Open our hearts that we may sense you and feel your presence in a special way. Let us interact with people and know that the presence of God is with this person. Help us not to know men after the flesh. Take away our judgments, the judgment that we judge people after the flesh, that makes us horrible because we judge after the hearing of our ears and the seeing of our eyes, but we can't see behind something good, something wonderful. Show us your glory. Your beauty, the beauty of God, the beauty of God, the nice things of God. Show us we ask for, we pray for, we seek for. We lift our hands and we ask that you see the beauty. He says, I will show thee my glory. I will show thee my glory. Lord, thank you for angels, but we prefer your presence. Yes. Thank you for angels, but we prefer your presence. Let whatever is smelling about us, horrible, stinking, be taken away. Whatever represents something stinking, let it be taken away. The stink of evil, let it be taken away. Wretchedness, wickedness, hate, let it be taken. And now let the breeze of God flow over our lives, that we may enjoy your beauty and your glory all the days of our lives. What is beautiful, Lord? Let the day not come. Cares the day. The day that, Lord, we would lose your presence. Let that day never come. The presence you give to us, may we not lose it. Let that day not shine. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, God says that there are evil things in our midst which cannot allow his presence to flow. Evil. Evil will, in an invisible way, reject the presence of God. Have you seen when you go towards a house that you smell a diarrhea, bad stomach, poo-poo that has been spread there with terrible smell of whatever, and maybe multiple visitors who have been there to lay one over another, and it is completely stinking, and as you get there and you smell, what does it do? Nobody speaks, so, but you withdraw from the presence of that smell. When I was praying now, I sensed that things that drive away God's presence from our lives, may those things, whatever they are, go out of our lives. Because nothing will be said, but there will be a withdrawal. There will be a withdrawal. Nothing will be said, but there will be a withdrawal. It causes a withdrawal of the presence. So it's all silent. There are no meetings. There are no words. But there's a withdrawal. There's an invisible reason for a withdrawal. May that horror not be found with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.